Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Seeking the way to go.
Do it together, it will set them free, it will set you free, no matter what is going on a vibrational level, no matter what's going on in your relationship, if we do it together, it will set you free, set us free. Somebody needs a prayer today. Is it you?
We can keep on. we see love everywhere, till we see joy everywhere, we will just pray. Will you do it with me? Tell me what you're gonna do when it gets a little tough, when it gets a little rough. What are you gonna do with me? Tell me now, pray. I'm gonna pray. We've only got one thing to do. We can change the world if we want to. Come on and pray. My prayer, love, it will lift too high. Woo! To heal me, to save me, it'll set me free. Come on, y'all.
There is no greater power than when people come together in consciousness and recognize the truth that is, and remember and realize, see with real eyes what is really true. No matter what, we come together collectively and we hold the consciousness of truth, of love, of togetherness, of unity. Rather than being afraid of the change, regardless of what's ending, a relationship, a calendar, a life. Life never ends. But anyway, we'll save that for the rest of the show. But a life, whatever it is you're calling ending, it's all part of the awakening, and it is a transformation, a change in energy. And it's all happening to bring you to a better place of balance. So much is going on, and I am grateful for the Agape Choir. Someone needs a prayer today. Who is it? It's you, isn't it? I know. I got you. I got you. I'm holding you. You can move through this. We're going to do it together. You know, I have to have your back, because I might need a prayer in the next moment. I need you to be strong enough to be there for me. life is good, it's getting better. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. You certainly do. Your consciousness is part of the shift. How you see the world, how you see your world, is creating the future right now. How you treat yourself right now is creating the future. The thoughts that you're having, your self-talk, is creating your next moment. So if we want to get attached to, oh, the world is coming to an end, yeah, it's coming to an end. As a matter of fact, if anybody tells you the world is coming to an end, tell them, dude, you're late. I knew that. It's already happening. And in the ending comes the awakening to our true, true, true self. And some of us was hid from that true self. We protected it. We were afraid that people are going to judge and criticize it. But guess what? All that stuff is being blown wide open now, wide and right open. So you can do yourself, you can give yourself a gift of love and say, you know what? I'm done with hiding. I'm just going to let it all hang out. Because that's the difference, whether you break or you bend. So when you have the flexibility, ouch, this really hurts.
I'm crying. I need help. I need support. I need some clarity.
Then you can just bend and lean over and then come back home. But she's like, please, I ain't feeling nothing. I'm believing that stuff. I don't care what happens. You know. Me? No, I'm good. Bam. Next thing you snap.
Someone needs a prayer today, and wherever you are, we are holding you in prayer consciousness. It's like some of those, I don't know, some commercials sometimes you see on television, they show a picture of somebody. It's kind of like a crazy analogy, but that's the best way. Well, okay, let's use a car. There you go. You know, you're watching this commercial, and there's a car parked somewhere, and suddenly a train comes, and boom, and the car's just gone. It's like, whoa, what happened to the car? Or someone gets blown away. You know, if you're stuck and you're rigid and you're pretending you don't know what's going on, you get blown away so fast you wouldn't even know what hit you. But if you're learning and leaning into the changes, you say, oh, here it comes. Oof, this is going to hurt. And take a breath. Bam. Like, okay, we're so bad after all. If you want to find out, I don't know, I say yes. That's all I got to say. I got to just speak to the images that are showing up right now because it's bigger than us. It transcends the personality. It transcends the human beingness. It goes deep to the soul, what we experience. If you Google October 28th, 2011, no, I didn't get the date mixed up. People saying the Mayan calendars end, and different kinds of conversation you're hearing about it. You get people who are very metaphysical about it, people who are very scientific about it, people who just probably need to go back to sleep rather than push the record button. But, you know, there's room for everybody. It's all symbolized the shift that we all feel in. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm so glad you made it into the house. You broke through. Yes, you break through based on your consciousness. And when the breaking through doesn't have to be by force. Actually, if you're dealing with something right now, if you're being challenging, if you're being challenged right now, gentleness is what's going to cause the breakthrough. How gentle are you with yourself? The harder you are on yourself when you're going through and growing through a challenge, the harder it is to have a breakthrough. Because while you're busy beating yourself up on what you shouldn't do and what you should have done, you have low self-esteem, this is, I should have done this before, I don't know why I'm beating this, why is this happening to me? Oh, now while you're doing all of that, your breakthrough happens, but you're still too busy beating yourself up. You don't even know your blessings are saying, come on, we're waiting. Your blessing is just standing there like the old game, the Mario game. Supersonic, and you know, when it gets to a stage and you're not doing anything, it just waits there, folds his arm and tapping his feet. I'm like, okay, whenever you're ready. But when you're gentle with yourself, when you allow yourself to see differently and say, wait a minute, maybe there's more to what I'm going through right now than I even understand. I may have used the old label that I'm familiar with. Maybe there's something else happening. Okay, I'm just going to be still. I'm just going to go sleep. I'm just going to lay down. I'm going to stop working. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to call a friend. I'm going to go watch something to make me laugh. Not to deny what you're feeling, but to be aware. Be aware. It's all about awareness. When you're aware, you have a bigger picture. A broader perspective. From a broader perspective, you can make a different choice. Hi, if you want to find out more about Agape Quiet, you can go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Find out about all the wonderful work they're doing to assist humanity to embrace the change, the shift.
the shift is happening. For some people, it's the other one. It's the crack, but, you know, start with an S. The shift is happening. Sometimes while the shift is happening, the first thing you say, you're not saying, oh, shift. You're saying, oh, yeah. And then you're like, okay. I've done my spiritual practice. It's a shift, not the other one. I want to welcome all of you. Thank you all for being here in the chat room, on the phone line. Mona, my dear friend, nice to see you. Celeste, all my beautiful family and friends are here. Welcome, welcome. Betty Pigues is doing what she's doing. She's the abundant rat. She's just behind the scene and making things happen. Nobody even knows she's there. One minute you look around and say, was Betty just here? No, she's gone. So like little rats. It's a spiritual rat, not like, you know, okay, leave that alone, Addie. Before you dig yourself into a deeper hole. But baby, you understand what I mean. I bet she's reaching to press one right now. And in the chat room, welcome, welcome, welcome. Nahali, Tamara, Teresa, Electra. It's all now. Actually, it's kind of cute. Sylvia, Tamara, Teresa, Electra. What's up with all this A? I know A is the first letter of the alphabet. It's number one. You know the energy of one. If you don't know, keep listening. Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go. Actually, I want to share something with you, something that fell out of the book tonight. And I just know I'm supposed to read it. And speaking of one, how ironic. The date on this piece of paper, known as Daily Thoughts from the Hill, is January 20th, 2008. Now, I know Celeste is out there adding numbers up. January 20th, 2008. Celeste is adding numbers. She don't need to add numbers. She already know what it means. But anyway, here's for everybody going through a change, experiencing the awakening, experiencing the end of time, the end of calendars, the end of a relationship, the end of a job, the end of a bank account, because you went in there, you were overdrawn, you didn't even know it, and the bank closed it as if, like, it's costing them any money. Liars. But anyway, I digress. Come back. I forgive myself for making that judgmental statement. Okay, so here's something from Daily Thought from the Hill. I forgive myself for the mistakes of the past. Here's a prayer for you. I forgive myself for the mistakes of the past. Hanging on to the errors of the past can keep us bound to our transgressions and weigh down our life force. Clinging to unforgiveness does not serve anyone. By not forgiving ourselves, we can develop disease in our bodies and in our minds. If we are unable to forgive ourselves, we cannot forgive others. Let's sit with that for a minute. If we are unable to forgive ourselves, we cannot forgive others. I got to come back to that. But anyway, not right now. Keep going. Each of us makes mistakes. We can learn from each other. We can learn from each mistake and allow it to make us a better human being. We do not have to serve time in our minds to be forgiven of our debt. Let me read that again. I don't know why this dropped out. I had to read this. Somebody needed this prayer. We do not have to serve time in our minds to be forgiven of our debts. Release the past. Release your mind from guilt and shame and live the life God has prepared for you. I release the debts and burdens of the past that have kept me bound to old habits, old ideas, old situations, and to old pain. I give thanks for the learning opportunities these situations have provided. I forgive myself for all mistakes of the past. I reconnect with spirit, and I am made whole again. Thanks, God, in me, through me, as me. And so it is, and so it is, and so we are, and so we let it be. And so we are. Announcements? I guess we can do some announcements, and we'll come back to this prayer of forgiveness. I don't know. Today is a different energy, and I'm rolling with it. Well, what I will say, is check out lifeconversationsmedia.com. We have a lot of guests coming up. Betty is busy. She is busy, busy, busy. And if you're not careful, if you're on Facebook, she will find you. Like I told you, she's a spiritual rat. She's the abundant rat. Let me see. I'm going to Google the totem of a rat. We're going with the flow today. We're flowing with the glow and glowing with the flow. Rat totem. Let's see what that means. I know it's something good because it's coming up for me. But anyway, I welcome you. Welcome, Kobe. Nice to see you. How are you doing? Ah, trusting and knowing you are well. I'm not even going to read this. I mean, it's good, but I'm going to read it. It's going to throw me off. Let me go back to that. I just Googled the totem of a rat. But anyway, I can open that browser. Some of you may have heard about October 28th, 2011, at the end of the Mayan calendar. December 2011, you know, that when we hit 2012, all the shift is going to happen. But you know what the funny thing about this? Most of those people that are talking, let me rephrase that. All the people that are making plans, that are talking about the world is coming to an end, do you know they're making plans for the future? They don't make any sense to me. Because if you think the world is coming to an end, why are you making any plans? But anyway, just thinking, you know, I'm just saying. As you believe the world is coming to an end, and we all are going to die, and there's doom and gloom, and the earth is going to be wiped off the face of the universe. Why don't you just give it up now? There is a shift. So anyway, what was I saying? I'm doing too much now. Googling something. Let me go to the website that I'm inviting you guys to go to so I can tell you some of the guests that are coming up. The number is 347-426-3346. We are taking your calls. We are supporting you to move through this change, holding your hands. Maybe there's something you're dealing with. Maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you want to call and you don't want to call, but you want to call, but you're not sure. Just let it go. Forgive yourself right now and do something different. Maybe there's something that happened. You had a dream and you just want to share it. You know, maybe you think we can benefit from it. But we have guests that are going to be joining us. Doug Daniels is going to be joining us. And he is reminding us that we are God's best idea. You are God's best idea. We've got Tom Zuber coming back. He's going to be talking about supporting people who've lost a loved one. You know, so much. Linda Howe is coming. We're going to be talking about the Akashic Records. Lisa Williams, she's a renowned medium. She's coming over here. Margaret Paul is coming, talking about the inner bonding. I mean, Summer, let me just use the first name. Summer's going to be talking about flow dreaming. Summer's actually Venus's daughter. Venus is the host we had a while back, a guest that we had, and the mojo lady. Whee! Bing, 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 bing! Yeah, I know, I just went into one. If you didn't know anything about it, you'd be like, what the flip is she doing? Well, that's how she does a mojo. She goes into bing, wee, 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 woo, wee. Yeah, okay, so that's a mojo. I just gave you all a mojo without even knowing it. So her daughter, Summer, is coming. Kirkland and Laura Ross is coming, talking about Omnipure and how to use sound to heal ourselves. And we're doing what we need to do, and eventually one day we'll give you a time for everything else. So living that alone and moving right along. Betty, do what you do. And let's see. 347-426-3346. So there's a change going on. We are all feeling it. I just read a daily thought from the Hill from Hillside Chapel in True Center. And the affirmation is, I forgive myself for the mistakes of the past. I love the statement that says, I can't find it here. I want to read it exactly. If we are unable to forgive ourselves, we cannot forgive others. With all the changes that's happening that we're going through, if you can't forgive yourself, don't fool yourself. You can't forgive others because you can't give what you don't have. And forgiveness is forgiving. You got to give it. And when you give, you receive. What you are given is love. What you are given is a new interpretation. What you are given is giving yourself back to yourself. You are reminding yourself that what happened to you or for you is bigger than your mind can comprehend, that you don't even have enough brain cells to really comprehend why your life was the way it was. But right now, you are giving yourself the opportunity to choose again. Forgiveness is letting go and saying the past should have been a certain kind of way. You're letting go and saying what happened was what happened. There's nothing you can do about it, but you can do something about it now by saying, you know, I'm going to use that experience, that challenge, that pain, that depression, that guilt, that fear, that frustration that I'm feeling, I'm going to just allow it to be a stepping stone into my greater yet to be. We're preparing for 11-11-11. Yes, it's symbolic, it's powerful, but you don't have to wait. There are those talking about we're moving into the unity consciousness, where we're going to love one another, and things are going to be harmonious. I get it, but it's not something that's yet to happen or we need to wait to happen. Let's do it now. And it is so, so easy when you start by loving yourself now. Loving yourself while you're feeling depressed. You can do it. Loving yourself while you're frustrated, while you're angry, while you think you're saying to yourself you're being lazy. Loving yourself while you're having a health challenge, while your relationship is not working, your partner is mistreating you, you're being abused. Can you find the courage to love yourself while your life looks like a mess? Can you do that? Are you willing? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And when I understand it, you better believe I'm going to share it. I don't understand why we're so good at beating ourselves up. But then, you know, when something great happens or we're given a compliment or somebody reflects our greatness to us, something happens inside of us where sometimes we push it away or we kind of say, well, you know, I don't know. Well, you know, I'm just a reflection of you. Oh, yeah. Oh, let's go there. Oh, thank you, Spirit. Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's go into the business of all the spiritual people. Let's just get up all up in your business. See, we talk about accepting compliment, but those spiritual people, we talk about, I'm just a reflection of you. No, stop it. Stop it. That's another way to deny the blessings that's given to you. Now, we know it's the truth that it is your reflection. Betty calls my coaching technique. I'm at peace with it now so I can share it with you. She calls my coaching technique a slap and a kiss. I'll slap the truth into somebody. Well, she doesn't even say that. She said, I'll slap somebody. And just at the moment where it registered that they were slapped, I'll come and give them a kiss or a hug. And they're like, I don't know. Did they just slap me? You know, so anyway. So I felt that when I said, stop it, about the, I'm just a reflection of you. Now, when you do say, so here's the kiss coming. That was the slap. The kiss is, another way of looking at that, I love it when I can laugh at myself, another way, get to the point, man. Another way of looking at that is when you do say to somebody, I am simply a reflection of you. Be real with yourself that you allowed yourself to receive the love that you were showered with, rather than a new age way or a nice way to push away the compliment. The shift that is happening, the awakening that is happening, is causing us, challenging us, forcing us to be authentic with ourselves. And yes, authenticity can be scary sometimes because you don't know how it's going to be received. You don't know if you're going to be ready to deal with what you're going to, the feedback. There are times I receive a topic for a show and I'm just like, oh, I don't know, I'm confident enough to do this. But I know better than to run from that. And then usually I finish the show and I'm like, whoa, that was great. Because I needed it just as much. When we commit to being authentic, to being transparent, we get to move from that heavy feeling energy of depression, of anger, of frustration, getting discouraged, worrying about how the future is going to turn out, worrying about our days. We start to move into a place where we're kind of hopeful, you know? There's a sense of hopefulness, a sense of enthusiasm. We talked about passion on the other show 3 days ago, 7 Keys to Goal Achievement and Transformation with Rasheed Edwards. You know, passion. You start to feel your joy. You feel empowered. You start to feel love. And while everybody is debating why truth and this truth about doing what you love is so irrelevant and talking about vibrational match nowadays don't make no sense, it's just nice words. When you're in your essence, when you're experiencing your presence, your pre-essence, the essence that comes before all this other physical stuff, this materialistic society that we're living in, when you're in that essence and you're feeling yourself, there's no need to debate. Actually, your essence becomes the healing remedy. Your essence becomes the light. Your essence becomes that key that helps people open up. And then they become enlightened because you can hold them wherever you are, wherever they are, regardless of how they see the world. And you can smile. You can be compassionate. Love is the most healing force in the universe. Compassion is an expression of love. And until you learn to have compassion for yourself, if you haven't learned to do it for yourself, you don't know how to do it for others. You think you are loving others more than you love yourself, but not true. That's your mind playing games. So yes, a change is coming. A change is happening. The unity consciousness, the Mayan calendar is ending. 11-11 is around the corner, high energy. But the high energy is right now. How are you using the high energy? Are you resisting it? Are you allowing it? As a matter of fact, do you feel like your butt is being kicked right now? It's all part of the shift. It is. So you can let go of the judgment. But if you just find it hard to let go of the judgment, love yourself while you're being judgmental. The worst thing we can do to ourselves is to be judgmental about our own judgment about other people. Yeah. I'll say that again. The worst thing you can do to yourself is be judgmental about your judgment of other people. Because now that's like you've increased the power. So rather than be judgmental about your judgment of others, of the politicians, of the rich folks, or the 1%, the 99%, if you think Occupy Love is what they need to be doing, Occupy Wall Street, whatever, wherever you stand, if you can hold yourself in a place of love, I'm talking about a love that transcends emotion. Some people don't get it. You know, we've got songs that say, what's love got to do with it? Love is the only thing that's happening. People say, you need more than love in a relationship. You're immature. you don't know what you're talking about yet. Because when you realize, when you see love with real eyes, you will remember that love is the only thing that is happening, and love is freedom. One of my favorite quotes from Sacred Yes is, "The struggle for freedom is really a desire to be authentic." I'm paraphrasing it here. I might reach for it. I like to read it word for word. Let's reach for it right here. Good thing that I listened. Someone said, "Take it with you. You're going to need it." But there's a link here. Here's one I opened to. Every situation is redeemed when seen through the eyes of God. So no matter what has happened, the earthquake. In Turkey, they had an earthquake about a week ago. People are dying. There's shit going on all over the world. Gaddafi got killed. They kicked his body around. Some of us say, ah, good for him. Some of us feeling like, wow, what's really going on? People are occupying wherever they want to occupy, and everybody's saying, ooh, I feel a shift coming on. But you know, all things are redeemed when seen through the eyes of God, when seen through the eyes of love. And this is some, I'm talking some real love here. The love that is about freedom. Here we go. Here's the quote. The struggle for freedom is really just a demand to be authentic. When you are being authentic, you are accepting yourself just as you are. When you are being authentic, you are loving yourself. When you are loving yourself, you are free. When you are free, you're free. Sometimes you might stay there for 5 minutes, sometimes 24 hours, sometimes for a week, sometimes for a month, sometimes for a minute. But you will remember that you can always come back when you don't step up and reveal the truth of who you are, when you let go of the past, when you let go of trying to justify an error thinking. We had a listener the other day, actually I think it was yesterday, and, you know, it was in the chat room, so I'm not quite sure where she was coming from. Energetically, I couldn't feel her words, but reading the words in the chat room, she was experiencing challenges. And she said some negative forces are blocking her, threatening her happiness and prosperity, and she's done all. She's prayed, she's smudged, she's done sea salt, bath or whatever. I don't know if she said sea salt. But basically what I got from it is she's done everything to get rid of this negative force that's threatening her happiness and her prosperity. And then she talked about, you know, she's struggling trying to make money or whatever, something along that line. But the statement that she made that made me go, interested. She said, "I know that for a fact that the negative force were there." You know, facts will get... Oh, here comes a slap. If you're not careful, fact will get you killed and the truth will set you free. Because facts are always changing. Facts are always changing. And speaking of facts changing, I can change. I think I said December of 2011. Now, Harley's reminding me that it's actually December 21st, 2012. But, you know, we are living out a script that was already written and is still being written. Sit with that for a minute. Sit with that for a minute. We are living out a script that was already written and is still being written. So when we say there are no accidents, people say there are no coincidences. Yes, there is. There are coincidences. And what that coincidence simply means, several things happen at once. I know when people say that, they're really saying there are no accidents. Yes, I get that. When you are in alignment with the truth of who you are, you would call the right person. You will have a thought, and the person you're talking to on the phone will have the same thought, or you would say the same thing. Yes, coincidence doesn't mean what's supposed to happen. It means you're in the flow. It means you're in alignment. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I had a thought. I'd like to share my thoughts with you. Most of my, let's see, maybe 50% of my thoughts, maybe less. But anyway, I was telling Betty that, you know, Thursday, I want to do something relaxed, something kind of, you know, something easy, something fun. And then when we finally decide this is the show we're doing today, I'm like, so much for a relaxed show. But it is a relaxed show. And Teresa in the chat room said, power word of the day is keep it simple. It is. Keep it simple, sweetie. I won't say the other one. Kiss. The kiss approach. Because I didn't know stupid people in here. I said I wasn't going to say it. Why did I say it? Okay, let's take a break. 347-426-3346. And you know, I'm going to do something. I want to share something with you. I want you to listen to the words of what I'm about to share with you. Well, actually, after the PSAs and the stuff. Deborah Johnson has something for us. Think of the words that she's speaking and see how it resonates with you. Because it is really, truly the unity consciousness that's going to get us through. As a matter of fact, we're already united. I don't care if you see yourself as being alone. You are an individual. You can't be divided from the whole. So if you're consciously trying to disconnect from somebody through judgment or thinking they're not like mine, I don't like the way they think, be careful. You spot it, you got it. Be careful, be careful, be careful. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Today's topic is the awakening. Embrace the vibrational changes. Even if it's October 28th, December 21st, 2012, whatever the date is, what's today's date? Today is October 27th, 2011. Embrace today's date. Embrace this moment. Embrace now. The awakening is happening. It's affecting us on so many levels. How we eat, how we sleep, the friends that are in our lives, those that are not in our lives anymore. And when you surrender to the change, you're not attached to it. If you said you're going to take a break and you keep talking, you just let it happen. But right now, I think enough has been said. We can just be still, and then Reverend Deborah Johnson is going to tell us something about unity. What does it really mean? What's the meaning of unity? What does it mean to you? In the meantime, this is what Les Brown has to say.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help. And because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Have courage and make that move. And that's literally, you know, we're going through and growing through a lot, but we try to solve the problem, the challenges, the issues with the same mindset that created it. It's not going to work. You have to do something different. You have to press the apply button. And even if your life is good, all of life is good, but according to your definition, even if your life is good, there's always more. But you must always press the apply button. when you press the apply button, you will know the truth. When you walk through the valley of shadow of death, and you do it regularly, and you walk in the light that you are, you will learn how not to fear no evil. You will know that the Lord, the law, the universal law, is your shepherd. When you're there, you will remember. You would say, yes, of course. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Like Reverend Michael would say, goodness and mercy will track you down when you walk in the light, when you walk in the truth. Sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes you may feel like you've been rejected. But if you commit to being who you came here to be, the world will benefit. We see many examples every day in our lives, in radio, you name it. We see many examples. Let's talk about unity. And here we are. Not yet. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. And after this, we're going to take a call or two or three. This is your platform. Call now. Hi, Evan. Deborah, we're waiting on you. There you are.
If I
Walk
am
with me.
You and you are me, then let's explore the unity, the harmony never conceived before, so sure of doors closed, now bulldozed by possibility. My reality reordered by divine order that transcends, ascends who and what I used to be. A mere vessel of personality, too small to contain, too small to restrain, a content too infinite to define, too magnificent to confine, too perfect to refine, too precious not to align with the truth of my being. Now seeing with fresh new eyes, the lies no longer capturing my attention, a new comprehension of a dimension of purity that opens my heart to our unity. If I am you and you are me, then where is the unity, the responsibility to dare to care for one another? No cover can camouflage our connection. The detection defies rejection. No objection can force my defection, no more dejection of what I know to be true. You are me, and I am you. A truth so simply true that it escapes our imagination, our affirmation, our determination to live like we know what we know. No more spiritual amnesia, a seizure that has us convulsing with the pulse of the world at a beat so steady that it makes us wonder if we are ready to step to the drummer inside. Step on with the rhythm that says that we are marching together, and whether fair or foul, through sunshine and storms, causation and forms, we acknowledge each other's existence, no longer pretending like I don't see you. 2 inches from me in the elevator. Standing next to me in the grocery line. No longer acting like what happens to you and your family bears no reality on my health and well-being. Now decreeing that our interconnectedness creates a nest in my heart that hatches a love that remains no matter the strains on our relationship. I don't have to like you to love you. And I am the people that I don't like. and with enough foresight, I'll grow to love the you that's me. And even if it's hindsight, it still guides my vision, informs my decision to stay open and concerned when I've been burned or returned to someplace I couldn't forgive before. Yet the doors, once closed, are bulldozed into possibility, reordering my reality with an order so divine that all I can do is shine. Remind myself of our unity, born out of our divinity, which only needs an opportunity to just be. Be what? Be everything, especially one with you. If I am you,
okay,
and you are me, then where is the unity? The sense of urgency that says that our fate, intertwined by divine design, can't wait until I am ready to do what I ought. My heart caught in a thicket of indifference. Can't wait to feel what I should or release what I could have done. Our oneness through condemnation and separation. Our liberation is in the revelation that I am you and you are me, and that together we are one people. I won't forget that you are not a threat to my being who I am meant to be. You cannot hinder my authenticity. The dignity, respect, resting on my tongue, ready to bless you, caress you in compassion and understanding. Respect, nestling in my psychic face, ready to embrace our dance of differences, amalgamations of cultures and traditions, an exhibition of beauty in diversity, a prohibition of envy and adversity, a unity beyond conformity to the status quo that has the goal, for it fails to know that true power is in our unity. No longer judging by appearances, our experiences, expectations or demarcations, duality and abnormality, longer consume as we resume our identity as sisters and brothers of the earth, birthed with the same breath of life, the nefesh still fresh within us. If Jesus can forgive on his cross, then surely I can toss aside my pride, no longer hide the light under a bushel to keep you from my radiance. This mania, playing judge and jury, causing so much fury, digging ourselves in a hole, taking a toll, putting an immoral mortgage on our souls, the debt of which we can no longer pass on to our children to pay. So, stay a while. On the same tree of life,
you,
my life, your life, mirrors of the one, like the sun that must be in its own ray, Let our days be numbered, not by moments or years, not in laughter or tears, triumphs or fears. Let our legacy be our unity, left behind for all to see, a legacy of unity. Alive, available today for all to be.
Just be everything. We are all mirrors of the one connected, part of this tree of life called God, called Source, called Universe, called the Lord, called by many names, one tree of life. We're all one. So if one of us is experiencing pain and challenge, then we all come together and heal that pain and challenge by supporting one another. No matter what it is, we remember that love is the truth. Love is what is real. And when we recognize our unity, we support one another no matter what the challenge is. The same way we come together when there's a crisis and things happen, there's an earthquake, 9/11. It's funny how that just becomes an incident now, 9/11, you know. But we understand it because it's all about language, it's all about culture, the meaning that we give things. But when tsunami happens and we come together, we get to experience the godness that we are. We get to feel it and know what it's like. And when you really experience your godness, your goodness, your love, your true self, most times you feel so overwhelmed and tears are coming and you say, I don't even know why I'm crying. You feel the joy is so much more because the feeling, the energy is so much that your body, you know, you can't express that emotion through words, and your body is perfectly designed for it to be released through tears. I read once that scientists say that the properties of tears when you're in pain and when you're joyful, the properties of tears are different. Now, I haven't tested it, but that's what they said. It may not be true, but even if it's true or not, it really doesn't matter, because science is really just the confirmation of what is true, what goes beyond the five senses. Life is scientific. We say everything is energy. So the scientists, they help us see the invisible through their dedication. Now, there are those who think they got to debate. They got to debate what they do and what they don't see. It's like, oh, you missed the point. Let's hear Celeste's point by going to the phone line. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is awakening, the awakening. Embrace the vibrational changes in your life, in your relationship. What's happening right now? Celeste, what's happening on your point of view?
Well, I keep getting the number five. You said five senses. Dude,
you did
really?
Not come to with a number.
Did
what
you
planet
really
are you from, actually? Wait a minute. What planet are you from? Tell the truth. We're just going to have you out today. What planet are you really from? Tell the truth. We know you're from a different planet. And you give gifts. You give love. So just tell us today. We'll all just be between you and I and two people that are listening. What planet are you from?
Venus.
Okay, Venus. Of course. I mean, I could have guessed that. Okay, now, so you see number five. Go ahead.
Okay, so here is what's going on, all right? Okay, now you know you play too much. Hello, family. I love you. You play too much today.
Oh,
by the way,
before you go, because usually when you come on and people are sending you love and shout-outs, like
yes.
Teresa the other day and Vanilla the other day, but it's so much going on, I don't get to tell you. So while you send them love, they're sending it back to you. So just know that.
I feel it. All this green, that's a hint for you. Okay, are you ready? I'm so excited. It's a beautiful day. It's raining out here, but it is beautiful. So the energy of the day, which we get by adding the date, we break it down, and we have 2048. I'm not going to give you all that, But if you want to inbox me, I'll hook you up. But it equals temperance. And for me, in my cards, Mother Peace Tarot, temperance features a woman dancing between fire and water. And the northern lights are over her head. And she is a master alchemist, pulling things together. Now, that 14 breaks down to 1 plus 4 equals 5. 5 is the number of the goddess of love for African Orishas, Oshun. She keeps coming up. But here's the thing. I have to complete a story that I started last week, exactly 1 week ago on this show, about Cleopatra. I told a story about how I said when I was 16, I was not pretty enough to play Cleopatra. And yes, I'm stuttering because I can't believe what I just found out. And I have a gift for everybody that's listening right now in the archives, live on the air. There's mad love coming your way, mojo. So I discovered I have a friend who's going to England. I'm like, ding, 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 a day, okay. Tonight, her parents are celebrating their 55th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Her daddy has bought her mama an emerald ring that she lost. I'm looking up birthstones because that's my birthstone, the emerald. And I'm like, green, green. So right now I'm sending a mad rush of green energy with pink in the middle for unconditional love. And then I discovered today that Cleopatra loved emeralds. Loved them. Was fanatical about them. She handed out emerald statues of herself to kings and queens who came to visit her. And this is what I did not know about my birthstone, this emerald. It is also the birthstone for Cancer, which is my mom. Mm. There's more, but I'm going to stop right there. And just say, experience the love today. There is a shift. There are things that are waking up in us and asking us to love in a deeper level ourselves and then give from the overflow. And thank you for helping us do that today. And that's my gift.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you, the gift giver, the gift bearer, Celeste, appreciate you. There's so much more than what we see with our physical eyes. Numbers have their own energy. The deities have their own energy. The things that, I mean, everything has, your name has its own energy. I mean, if you've never looked up the meaning of your name, I dare you to look it up. Even if your parents made it up, I dare you to look up the meaning of your name. And you will see, add your numbers. When we start going beyond what we were taught, as a matter of fact, maybe when we unlearn what we learned before. Now, not to say what we learn is not useful, but we do not need to build our foundation on just what we were taught, what we see with our physical eyes, to know there's so much more, to honor the soul experience, to honor the love that we are. So let's talk about 5 represented by Oshun and Oshun, you know, love. Real love causes change. Real love will burn out anything that does not serve you. In order to be in a place of freedom, you have to let go of things that are not serving you, ways of being that are not serving you. You have to let it go. I think when I had Dr. Darryl Wiseman on, and we're talking about, you know, why are people afraid when they hear "I love you"? People say, and you know, the couples, we see it on television, we hear it. They say, well, "You told me she loved me. She don't even know me." I mean, and what I played poetry, if you will, but it's much more than poetry. It's spiritual truth that Reverend Deborah was sharing with us from Valerie Joy's CD. I don't have to like you to love you. I don't have, now I'm adding my part to it, I don't have to know you to love you. And I love what Reverend Deborah said. She said, I am the people that I don't like. But people are afraid of love to say it. We can say namaste to one another. Namaste, I behold the Christ in you. I behold the divinity in you.
You know, I sit at the place of you where, you know, well, the divinity resides, and I embrace that, and that's that part of you is a part of me. But if you said that, if you said that someone in the street that kind of maybe you saw each other in a metaphysical bookstore, you could say, hey, namaste, namaste. But see somebody you saw in a metaphysical bookstore, a bookstore, wherever, and you feel like you have a connection, and you tell them, I love you. They're like, creepy. You know, it's crazy. We've demonized our own power. 347-426-3346. And at the end of the day, we all want to be loved. We all want to love. We all want to feel the love. And we ask you to share the love by sharing this show on your social network sites, tweeting the show, liking the page, following Life Conversations Radio, because it's all about love. Aisha, Exotic Faces, nice to see you in the chat room. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude indeed. I mean, if we spend time really asking ourselves, what is love? What is love? If you just make that your spiritual practice, that today when you wake up every day, say, today I want to have a deeper meaning of what love is. If we just focus on that, if you don't sit still and meditate or read a spiritual book, but you wake up every day, today I want to have a deeper meaning of love. That itself is healing. That itself will transform how you see yourself, how you see life. And everything that is happening, the pain, the challenges, you know, the things that sometimes feels uncomfortable brings us back to love. It's actually pointing us back to love. And I want to share this lovely piece by Emmett Fox. That was intentional, lovely piece. Sometimes it's consciously intentional, sometimes it's unconsciously intentional. But we're weaving the web together. We're weaving life together. We're going with the flow. We're glowing with the flow and flowing with the glow. There is no difficulty that enough love will not conquer. No disease that enough love will not heal. No door that enough love will not open. No gulf that enough love will not bridge. No wall that enough love will not throw down. No sin that enough love will not redeem. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. I want to read that again. Think of your life. Think of what you're going through. Think of where you are. Think of the successes that are happening in your life. Things that are looking up. The light, the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel. All the things that are going on in your life. All the things. It doesn't have to be negative. It doesn't have to be heavy energy. It makes no difference how deeply seated may be the trouble, how hopeless the outlook, how muddled the tangle, how great the mistake. A sufficient realization of love will dissolve it all. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. If only you could love enough, you would be the happiest and most powerful being in the world. That's a download through Emmett Fox. We talk about love, and earlier I was talking about it, and people say, yeah, you need more than love in a relationship. Love itself is a relationship. The emotional aspect needs to be healed and worked through, but when you work and recognize in yourself as love, and you know that love is eternal, and you know that it doesn't matter if the Mayan calendar is going to end or begin, love is real. when you're in that place of love, you are in the place of abundance. And I know sometimes we talk about love as if it's just some kind of woo. Like, yeah, love is good, but, you know, we got to face reality. What? Think about when you're going through and going through a challenging experience. If you had somebody in your life that you love that came and gave you a hug or told you it's going to be okay or massaged you or just held you, gave you a kiss, hugged you, tell me that doesn't make you feel good. That's love in action. Love in action. There is a cry for love on this planet right now. And even if you hear the fear conversation, and they keep telling you, be afraid, be very afraid, tell them, yes, thank you for sharing, but I choose to be free and be very free. And when you look at every situation through the eyes of love, you can be an observer of it. I had that experience when I'm doing, what's his name? Gosh, I can see his face. I can see the when the his name is right there. Help me, somebody in the chat room. The guy who got executed a few months ago in Georgia. I see his name. It's just right there. So I'm just going to leave it alone. Just someone give me his name. I can almost hear it. But anyway, I remember I was watching Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, and I'm watching the stories, what people are saying. From a human level, it was like, wow. But it amazed me because I felt like I was observing what was happening. And I wasn't denying what I was feeling. I wasn't denying what I was saying, but I was more observing what is happening. I didn't see myself separate or say that this, that racist, that this or that, it should die or whatever. I was just observing. And it was such an experience for me just to observe. So, you know, when we talk about love, it's real. When you observe the racism in the world, the sexism in the world, the discrimination in the world, when you observe it from the place of love. Now, some people may think that means you don't do anything. No, when you're in love, you're in a mode of alertness. Thank you, Troy Davis. Thank you, Aisha. Troy Davis, that's what I tried to pull back. I knew someone got my back. Well, that's the only one I've seen. I'm sure maybe your father said something. But thank you, Aisha. Yes, I see the private message made it easier. When you're in a place of love, it doesn't mean you just say, well, all is well. Nothing all there is. No. When you love your children and they're doing something that you think is going to, that you think is going to be harmful to them or they can get themselves in trouble, you don't say, I love my children and they're going to be all right. No, you get up and do something about it. When you come from the place of love, from the consciousness of love, from an awareness of love, you make a different choice. The choices you make can help but be for the good of all. There's no debate. Someone asks you, wow, how did you know to do that? I don't know. I just, something in me, something just spoke to me. I heard the voice. I don't know. I just thought, I didn't even know, I never even thought about it until I did it. Love is freedom. Love is so much more than an emotion. I'm going to take a break. Number is 347-426-3346. Yeah, a quick break, actually. Let's see. Let's take a musical break. Something soon. Here's one. Yeah, that's what's being called for. I think I did that intentionally, but I'd be quiet intentionally. That was my growth. I usually don't like doing that. Because in radio, they talk about dead air. But this is a different kind of radio. Let's speak to him about grace. We'll listen for a minute or two of this.
I am the voice of ancient calling and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all all you'll ever need. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need.
The God in you, the God as you, the goddess within you is reminding you, I am all you will ever need. Destiny Muhammad is the downloader of that truth. DestinyMuhammad.com is where you can find out more about her. Betty and I were talking yesterday. Betty and I were talking yesterday. That's one thought. So pause that for a minute. Now come back to this. Betty put the meaning of my name in here. Betty's just something. You guys don't even know what I have to deal with. I mean, she gives me the meaning of my name and I'm not reading it out. Because we don't have the time right now. Maybe next time, whenever that is. But anyway, thank you, Betty. I appreciate that. What can I say? I know who I'm in. Yes, in the chat room, Aisha talked about massage work for her. And it's true. Tom Zuva talked about massage when he lost his wife and how painful it was. You know, massage when you allow yourself to just allow somebody else to love your deep tissue, to squeeze out the grief and the trauma. But anyway, the other point that I parked, and I need a parking lot for my thoughts. They're just coming in one after the other. I used to be a valet, and cars coming back to back. But anyway, Ben and I were talking about, you know, something about the show. So my final thoughts as we get ready to release this show is, you know, you're going to hear so much more about changes and things that are happening, sign of the times, it's written in the Bible, it's written, yeah, the world's coming to an end. Well, that's part of the story. What's more important is, how are you moving through the ending that is taking place in your life? And if you want to really experience the love, the joy, the peace, the harmony, the fruits of the Spirit, you've got to step into action. I made a call a few days ago, and I knew I was going to make the call. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I was scared. I was nervous because I didn't know what was going to happen. But I was committed to having that call. And it turned out far better than I thought it was going to be. I was visualizing how the conversation was going to go before I spoke, before I had the conversation. I was just knowing it was going to be good. And I tell you, it was, I mean, I feel like I'm still riding the waves, the current of that conversation, because it was very, very healing. There is nothing in your life, no matter how terrible it seems, if you're willing to be open, if you're willing to be transparent, if you're willing to love yourself enough to go and grow through it, it will heal you beyond words. That's the awakening. The awakening is about you waking up to your true self, your true identity. Regardless of what you read on Google, on the website, and Facebook, regardless of the videos you see on YouTube, are you awakening within yourself? Is the awakening happening for you? Are you the same person you were a year ago? Either way you look at it, you're not. But when you look at who you used to be a year ago compared to who you are now, when you look at who you are now, do you have a judgment of who you are now? Or are you grateful for how you're showing up now? Are you judging how you look? Are you judging your hair? Are you judging your face? Are you judging your weight? Are you judging your accomplishment? Are you judging the fact that you used to have a good job, but now you don't? Or you have money, or you, whatever. Are you judging yourself? Stop it. Just stop it. Just step out of it. Snap out of it. Right now. Wake up. Wake up and recognize that you called yourself forth for this moment. You are here to deliver the gift. And you are part of the awakening. And the awakening process will not be complete until you show up. It will be like some movies sometimes when you watch the movie and at the end you're like, I didn't quite get the end. I don't understand it. That's what you're going to be saying if you don't show up fully and deliver your gift. You will transcend your body. You're like, I don't know, what was the point of that? I didn't quite get it. You want to transcend this body and say, what? My God, that was fun. I can't wait to come back. So those of you that are saying, that's it, after this I'm gone. Please, go sit down somewhere. You don't know what you're talking about. Your mouth and your internet is not even in control. Thursday, October 27th, 2011, which means that's it for this week, live shows, that is. But there's lots of shows archived. You can download as many shows if you want, listen to it. Do what you need to do to bring you into alignment. Get a massage. Get in touch with your body. Listen to your body. Love your body. Love yourself. Love your family. Express the love. And you don't have to see the person to express the love. It's time to release the show. Let's see. What song do we want to play? I love the fact that I get to choose what I play. That's why sometimes when people say, you should go, and I think you're ready for prime time. And maybe I'm like, I'm ready, but I got to be able to play what I want to play. Okay? I get to choose. I get to change my mind. I just want to thank you all for being who you are, for joining me, for sharing your truth, your light, your energy, your conversation. Let's go with another prayer. Today is a day of prayer and abundance. Prayer is simply recognizing that all is truly well right now. Let's go for Ricky Byers Beckwith. Accept this prayer of love. Accept the prayer. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I'll be back on Monday. And, which is where you find everybody now. I tried to reach Tamara yesterday on the phone. No luck. I went on Facebook. She was right there. I was trying to reach Betty this morning. I can't find her. Went on Facebook. Right there. So if you're looking for your soulmate, Facebook. If you're looking for your keys to your car, Facebook. I'm out of here. I love you. See you next time.
God is loving you. Be still. And accept this prayer of love in your heart. When your shoulders have borne more than they can stand, and it seems you've been walking in a land unknown. Go to God in a place beyond your fears. God is love.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move,